So again, it's important to say that none of this is inevitable. I think like sort of people who are commenting on gentrification, up until about 4 or 5 years ago, there was almost this feeling that you could kind of see what was going to happen, and then it would just happen. Oh shit, it's happened. But that's not happening anymore to the same extent. It's still happening to some extent, but there's a much bigger kind of crisis of legitimacy, I think, that we could be creating around that. Monitoring these situations a lot more closely and noticing these gap sites. And that's happened a little bit in Edinburgh with the High Street development, say our old town friend here was talking about that, where the Mount Grange development, which was really fiercely resisted by a lot of people on the High Street, collapsed, and now there's a huge gap site. And it's really interesting that Save Our Old Town in Edinburgh, which is the name of the organisation, and it's worth looking at how their suit, Save Our Old Town in Edinburgh, have been really challenging how that space can be used, trying to develop new plans that involve the public, and look at a completely different way of development that isn't just office and retail space or tourist and leisure space. So, you know, nothing sort of inevitable. I think we are in a state of flux in terms of like how the economy is moving. Well, this kind of like inevitable or inexorable progression has definitely kind of been interrupted quite massively.